Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
And Don Lemon. His commentary is brought to you by the RAV4 from Toyota. Spacious, stylish, and very adventurous. The RAV4. Let's make today fun. Toyota, let's go places. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Y'all doing okay?
Good.
Good.
Doing all right?
You.
Yeah, good. Good. All right. Well, listen, besides this fighting in Gaza, it seems like people on the internet, on the radio, that means y'all, on television, have been consumed with Stephen A. Smith and what he said on ESPN about domestic violence.
Let's make sure we don't do anything to provoke wrong actions. Because if I come, or somebody else come, whether it's law enforcement officials, your brother, or the fellas that you know, if we come after somebody has put their hands on you, it doesn't negate the fact that they already put their hands on you. So let's try to make sure that we can do our part in making sure that that doesn't happen.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
You're right.
He needs a pull-up pal.
He needs a pull-up pal. What's a pull-up pal?
Somebody to tell you to
pull up, man.
Let it go, man.
Well, that statement and the word provoked stirred up a hornet's nest. Social media went crazy. Smith's coworkers, many of them women, were outraged. He tried to clear it up on Twitter. It didn't work. Then a few days later, he went back on ESPN and he apologized.
My words came across that it is somehow a woman's fault. This was not my intent. It is not what I was trying to say. Yet the failure to clearly articulate something different lies squarely on my shoulders.
Well, just a few days later.
Padded shoulders.
Jay.
David.
Just a few days later, ESPN announced that Stephen A. was suspended for a week. In Stephen A.'s apology, he is correct in one point. He did not clearly articulate his message. As I said, I have no idea what he was saying. I watched it and read his comments, and I'm still not quite sure what he was trying to get at. But his unartful words did serve to bring light to a very important issue that has been largely overlooked, don't you think, since his appearance on ESPN? And that is the subject of domestic violence and what we can do to try to prevent it. We must keep in mind that the domestic violence isn't just a one-way street, all right? It's not just a one-way street. I'm just being honest. Men don't just abuse women. Women do abuse men. Dr. Judy Ho, who's a clinical forensic psychologist, told me on CNN last night that women very often are the ones who start the altercation by hitting first. Not in all instances, but in many. And again, that is according to the doctor, not me. So don't shoot the messenger. Also last night on CNN, Philip W. Cook, the author of the book Abused Men, The Hidden Side of Domestic Violence, says the incidents of domestic violence committed by men against women are pretty close to the number of incidents where women abuse men. However, he and Dr. Ho both say there is never an excuse for a man hitting a woman. They also say there is never an excuse for a woman hitting a man. The bottom line here is saying someone provoked their own beating or abuse is just ludicrous. Everybody should keep their hands to themselves. If Stephen A. and others had simply said that and Ray Rice had practiced it, there would be no need for uproar, misunderstandings, suspensions, apologies, ridicule, any of it. I'm going to say it again. Everyone, just keep your hands to yourself. It is just that simple.
And that's what Stephen A. should have said.
Just keep it. Nobody should be hitting anybody. Ray Rice was wrong to hit that woman. And anyone who hits a man is wrong to do it. And nobody has an excuse for doing it. It doesn't matter if a man is bigger than you, you shouldn't be hitting him. It doesn't matter if a woman said something that you don't like or what have you. Even if she hit you, you walk away. Don't do it.
Right. That's what he should have said.
That's what he should have said.
Well, I had a pull-up, pal.
Just don't do it.
Or go Reuben.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, baby.